We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his companions recovered from the fit of madness which they had undergone by taking the drug hashish. Prince Alauddin, the old man of the mountain, was most disappointed that none of the Venetians had killed each other, but he refused to allow them to leave the castle. While he was giving them his instructions, the alarm was sounded, and the robber castle was attacked by the soldiers of the Khan of Persia. Immediately, the inhabitants of the castle prepared for battle, while Marco Polo and his companions wandered around the grounds. Marco Polo discovered a little path, and he realized by climbing a high rock he would be able to scale a high wall at the back of the castle. He scaled the wall and went to try and communicate with the Khan of Persia. Some little time later, Prince Alauddin came upon Niccolo Polo and Maffeo and their servant Benno. He questioned them about Marco and told them to bring him to his presence at once. Niccolo, Maffeo, and Benno hastily went to the apartment which had been set apart for them at the castle.
What can we do? The old man of the mountain demands to speak with Marco.
I knew Marco would not return.
It was the only way in which he could attempt to gain help, Master Maffeo.
Come here, Maffeo. Look you out of the casement. See, they have remarkable machines like catapults for hurling molten lead down on their enemies.
I have observed the machines. What chance has anyone of breaking into this castle?
One chance, and one chance only. That is by that small, tortuous track leading to the rear wall of the castle. Let us hope and pray that Marco manages to lead the Persian soldiers up that track.
It is hopeless, I tell you, Niccolo. The old man of the mountain is demanding to see Marco. When he finds he's escaped, we'll all be put to death.
We must fight for time. I cannot think that our lives are to end this way. Marco will save us yet.
Marco only thought to make good his own escape. He cares nothing for us.
You shall not say that of my son. Marco is risking his life to save us. It is impossible for the three of us to scale over that wall.
Oh, my masters, we are indeed lost. The old man of the mountain comes now.
Let me speak to him.
Well, where is Marco Polo? The tall, strong young man. He is needed in my fighting forces. Did I not tell you I demand to see him?
Oh, mighty prince, I thought that my son was here. But it seems that he is wandering somewhere about the castle grounds. Mayhap he is taking orders from one of your captains.
I did not see him. I have just inspected my soldiers and my defenses. I saw no sign of Marco Polo.
Oh, my son Marco has an adventurous spirit. He loves fighting and soldiering. No doubt you will find him among your soldiers, ready to do battle for you, most noble prince.
Marco Polo said he would not fight for me. Even the hashish could not arouse the bloodlust in him.
Mayhap he has changed his mind, Most High.
He must be found. I desire to speak with him at once. Oh, the enemy are making their first attack. They shall be ruthless. What think you of my machines of war, Niccolo Polo?
They are indeed wondrous machines, O Most High.
Streams of molten lead are being hurled upon the invaders. Great rocks are being forced down in their midst. I have no fear. This castle has stood the test of many attacks. I must go to direct my men in the fight. But I order you to find Marco Polo. Send him to my presence at once.
Piccolo, what can we do?
We have gained a little time. Mayhap the old man of the mountain will stable his soldiers now, striving to repel the attackers.
It is fortunate he did not make us fight for him. I have no desire to hurl molten lead upon my fellow men.
We must go into the grounds of the castle. Move about, so that the prince cannot find us and talk with us. If we can keep away from him for several hours, there may be some chance of Marco returning with help. Come, let us leave here. The prince must not know where to find us.
Meanwhile, Marco Polo had made his way down the tortuous mountain track. He made all speed to try to reach the Persian Khan, knowing that the lives of his father, his uncle, and his servant depended on him. He stumbled over boulders, tore his way through undergrowth, until at last, torn, bleeding, and exhausted, he arrived at the outskirts of the Persian camp. There, he was immediately intercepted by the sentries. He begged them to take him to the presence of the Khan. An officer was sent for. He was dressed in barbaric splendor, and Marco Polo begged him to take him before the Khan. At last, the prisoner was taken to a silken tent. He was pushed inside, and there he saw the Khan, seated on a gold and silver throne. Two splendid sentries stood before the Khan. They crossed their spears as Marco Polo entered. Then the Khan spoke.
Strange man, who are you? Why did you demand speech with me?
My name is Marco Polo. I come from Venice, but I have been a prisoner at the castle of Prince Alloadan.
You are a spy. You have come here to learn the strength of my army.
Most noble Khan, I swear that I am not a spy. My father, my uncle, my servant are imprisoned in the castle of Prince Alloadan. And I can tell you how to reach that castle without exposing your men to danger and death.
You lie.
By the Christian God, I speak the truth.
You are a Christian, and yet you speak my tongue?
My father is a great traveler, most noble Khan. He speaks nearly all the languages which are known to the world. Since I was a child, I have learned strange foreign languages.
I am the mighty Khan of Persia. I am the brother of the great Kublai Khan of China. But I am a fighting man. I lead my forces into battle. I see you gaze at my gold and silver throne. It is carried for me wherever I go. I never forget that I am the ruler of many men. By raising my hand, I could order your death.
Oh, I beg that you spare my life. Let me lead your men to victory. I hate Prince Alloadan, the old man of the mountain, and I alone can lead you to victory.
Your words ring true. Let my soldiers put up their spears. Come closer, that I may look on you.
I am torn and bruised and bleeding because of the hazardous journey which I took down the mountain. I beg you, give me an army. Give me men at once. My father, my uncle are in danger.
Many attempts have been made to seize the castle of the old man of the mountain. I swore that I would lay siege to the castle. Swore that I would not return to my own kingdom until this scourge had been destroyed.
The scourge can be destroyed, but haste is necessary, most noble lord.
A wise man from the east read my fortune in the stars. He said that a tall, fair, strange man would lead me to my present victory. But he said that many moons ago. I had almost forgotten it.
Why, I am tall and fair, and I swear that I will lead you to victory. Bid your men follow me. I know a path by which we may enter the castle without raising any alarm. They think they are safe.
Mayhap you speak to the truth.
I do, sir.
Come before me again tomorrow, and I will tell you my decision.
Most noble and exalted Khan, you must attack tonight. By tomorrow, my absence from the castle will be discovered. They will set a guard on that path.
You say that because you wish to save your friends who are prisoners of the old man of the mountain. Why should I risk my army, my men, because of the wild story of a stranger? Let him be taken from my presence.
Wait, wait. I beg of you, wait. Please, let me speak again. Oh, please, sir. Bid your men unhand me.
Unhand him. Well, stranger, what else have you to say?
If I lead you to disaster, then my life is forfeit. And if I cannot lead your men to victory tonight, then bid them sever my head from my shoulders. I pledge my life that I am speaking the truth.
Men do not gamble with their lives. So be it. You shall have your chance to lead my soldiers to victory. I will send for my captains now. And mayhap, when night falls, we may start on this journey. Go now. I shall be guided by my advisors.
That night, Niccolo Polo and his brother Matteo and Benno still walked the grounds of the castle. They realized that the attackers had been repelled, and they heard the voice of Prince Alloadan as he boasted and exulted on the prowess of his warriors. The black pall of night descended. The stars were in the sky, and still the three Venetians roamed the grounds of the castle. Suddenly, they were brought to a halt.
Thank you.
captives. Where have you been? The prince has searched everywhere for you.
Oh, noble sir. We have been watching the battle, ready to offer our aid if it was needed.
Your aid was not needed. The attackers were repulsed many hours ago. Where is the fourth member of your party?
You mean, noble sir, you mean my son Marco Polo. Why, he is in the castle resting.
Oh, there. Have the four Venetians been found?
Three of them are here, most noble lord.
I am coming now. Hold them there.
Oh, my master. I fear that the end is very near for us. I fear for us.
Marco, just keep quiet and leave this to me.
Well, where is Marco Polo? Hours ago, I ordered that he should be sent to me.
He has returned to the castle.
You lie! I have just come from the castle.
Benno, just go and tell Master Marco that we desire him here at once.
Yes. Bid your servant remain here. I know that Marco Polo is not in the castle. It has been searched throughout. Niccolo Polo, I order you to tell me where he can be found.
Oh, most high and noble prince. I do not know where he can be, but we will search for him now, most noble prince.
He has not been seen since the attack first started. You will tell me where he is, or you will be put to death.
I know not where he is.
You are useless to me, all three of you. He shall be found and killed, but you shall die first here. Seize them and put them to death!